This is one of my learn from me the audios. Learn from me. Learn from my mistakes audio. One time I took, you know, I was young, you know, I took this job, and I was, like I say, I was new to the corporate narcissistic game that's being played. So I took this job at an apartment complex doing maintenance work, right? It was pretty good pay, pretty good job, good insurance, good benefits and all that. It was hard because you had to take stuff up to, you know, up steps, like a refrigerator up the steps and stuff. With two people, it's not that hard. But anyway, I had this motorcycle, and I told my boss, I said, yeah, I'm going to sell my motorcycle. She said, I'll buy it from you. She said, how much are you selling it for? I said, $1,500. I bought it cheap, and I'm selling it for what I bought it for. I got my use out of it. And she said, I'll buy it from you, but I can't pay it. She said, I can't pay you the full amount. I have to pay payments. I said, okay. And so I went to sell it to her. And she said, well, I want the title. I said, no, I can't give you the title until you pay for it. I'm your boss. You can trust me. Red flag. Red flag. But I didn't. I thought about it. I didn't really have anybody to compare it. I didn't have anything to compare it to, right? I didn't. And people around me, I didn't really have any. I was kind of. I raised myself pretty much. I didn't have anybody to talk to about this stuff, you know? When you don't have any kind of family leadership guidance, you're just out here with the wolves, you know. By the grace of God, I'm still alive. So I said, okay. So I went in the next day. She said, you're fired. I said, what? You didn't do this, that, and the other. I said, I did that. She said, well, that's my story. I said, what about my motorcycle? She said, you ain't getting your money. I got the title. You signed the title over. And a friend of mine, he said, well, let's go get that motorcycle. I said, nah, it ain't worth it. It's not even worth it. It's a lesson learned. And pass that on, and I can pass that on to other people, especially to saved people, because you, especially when you first get saved, you expect everybody to be like you, be nice and honest and want to keep their word and keep their... This lady was now that I look back, she was a psychopath. She was a narcissistic sociopath. She had said she got raped in a conversation. Said she got raped and was pregnant from a rape, but she was living with this dude. And it just wasn't adding up. You know, her stories were not adding up. But I hadn't had enough life experience then to catch her, you know. I didn't have enough life experience to see the pattern. But if you do anything, here's another thing that you're trying to do. Well, we want to buy your house. We'll pay cash for it. How'd you get my phone number? What are you talking about? You can go through my seller's agent. See, they don't want to go through a real estate agent because they want to steal it from you through a bunch of get you to sign some paperwork. You don't even know what it is. And I never even offered to sell my house. But there's family members connected to this that I got a property that's on some serious land value because they can put some apartments there. $1 million land value. And they want to buy it and develop it. Instead of offering, you know, instead of them sending me a letter saying, we'll give you $200,000 for this land or something like that. They want to steal it from you. They want to steal your property and then make millions off of it. These people who get in these high positions that are narcissists, Think about it. A sociopath wants the power, you know. So they're going to work, claw their way to the top any way they can. Steal, kill, and destroy. So you do stuff legally. You do stuff by the book. You don't let somebody pay payments. Unless they paid it off, you don't give them the title. And it don't matter if it's your mama, your daddy, your aunt, your uncle, your best friend, your boss, your co-worker. Don't go into that agreement with nobody. And I mean nobody.